The 118th Boston Marathon is underway. It began with a moment of silence to remember those who died and those injured in last year's bombings. Then the runners were off, crossing the start line just before 9 a.m. Eastern Time. NPR's Jeff Brady joins us now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hi, and where exactly are you?
I am at the other end of the marathon route, about a block from the finish line in downtown Boston. That's the area around Copley Square. And right along Boylston Street, it's starting to get crowded. Organizers are predicting twice as many people this year, about 1 million spectators. And one of the spectators I talked with this morning, Tracy Afonso of Waltham, Massachusetts, I asked her to tell me about the mood that she's experiencing this morning. And here's what she had to say.
I think that overall people are just in amazing spirits this morning, and it's really the sense of hope and kind of taking back the city of Boston. That's kind of what I'm getting out of it. Everyone I've seen this morning is like being pretty friendly to each other, which is not typical of Boston on a Monday morning. And it's just a really good feeling.
I asked Afonso if she was concerned at all about her safety today, and she said no. With all the police around, she feels very safe.
Well, tell us what the security does look like where you are, because I gather it's pretty thick with security.
It is pretty thick. You know, I'm about a block away, and just on this corner, a block away from the finish line, and just on this corner, I see a dozen officers and flashing lights in every direction. There's only one gate allowing access into the finish line area from here. And all along that 26.2-mile route, there will be about 3,500 officers and members of the National Guard. Most of those will be in uniform, but some of those will be undercover looking for anything suspicious.
Now, you just said that you're near the end of the line. The marathon has started, of course, as we've said. How long before people start crossing the finish line where you're at?
We're probably going to see the men's push rim wheelchair athletes within the next 20 minutes or so. They'll come across the finish line first. Then we'll see the first elite women's runners crossing the line around noon. Then the elite men's runners will arrive shortly after that.
And when you talk about the elite men's runners and women's runners, there's something called the World Marathon Majors. Just very briefly, what does that mean exactly?
That is a collection of the six biggest marathons, Tokyo, London, Boston, Berlin, Chicago, and New York. And those are the ones that have the big runs with the really big purses. Boston this year, $806,000 is what will be split up between the runners who come across that finish line first.
And we have just a few seconds here, but Jeff, real quickly, there are supposed to be many, many more people standing there watching the runners than last year. How many more?
Well, last year they estimated around 500,000. This year they're predicting 1 million, but it's hard to say. I mean, there's a lot of questions here, but we're going to know by the end of the day if 1 million people show up.
Okay, NPR's Jeff Brady joining us from Boston.